Kelly Clarkson here to let y'all know that it's the holidays at Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Hey guys, I'm going to do an episode. I don't know what number episode this is because they didn't put any number by my notes. But hey, this is Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. The girls are temporarily gone. They will be back today. Let me make sure my thing is off. Make sure it's going to make any noise. But welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls, and the girls are temporarily gone. So I was like, this is a great time for me to do an episode. Let me just do an episode. So here I am. I'm sitting at my dining room table, hence the background. Okay. I don't know what episode this is, but I did want to talk about balancing school, home, and work, because in my home, that's what I have to do. That's what I try to do. Some days it's easier than others. A lot of days isn't. And I know for a lot of families, especially single parent homes, whether it's just the dad and the kids, or just mom and the kids, or just the aunt and the kids, just the uncle and the kids, it feels overwhelming. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I never feel overwhelmed. I'm just so used to it. There are still days where I'm just like, please don't say my name. Please don't say my name. Please don't call me. Please don't call me. Please don't ask for this. Please don't ask me for a field trip money. I have $20 in my bag right now, and it's all going to Ari. And it's money for her shirt that she's going to wear on the field trip, and it's money for her field trip. And it has to be cash. And when I think about, okay, what could I have done with those $20? Lots of things, okay? Lots of things, but, you know, and she gave it to me last minute. And as a parent, I have to come through for her, you know, and that's the reality of the situation. Like, even if life is lifing, you got priority things going on, your kids are going to bring you things to kind of like throw a wrench in the process. And it's really about being prepared for that. Hence my new sweatshirt that says, you know, parenting is not magic, it's preparation. Like, we don't just do these things and make it happen, we prepare for it. And I think parents who are not prepared feel a different type of pressure than the ones who are. And kudos to the ones who are prepared, because we do miss out on things that we want to do because we have to be prepared. We miss out on buying things on a whim because we have to be prepared, you know? I went out multiple times today to the grocery store. Did I want to? No. But that's what I had to do for the budgeting that I have and the places that have the best deal. It's not magic. It's making the space and time to get it done. Doing the extra jobs on the side to have cushioning. You know, and that's what it is. And yeah, parenting, yay. But today, let me preface this by letting you know where my mindset comes from. Okay. Again, I've told people I have two Caribbean parents, born and raised in Jamaica, came to the United States at different times. But as far as their mindset and their drive, it has always been very consistent, hardworking. Okay. Buying property, owning their own business, being in control of where they are, why they're there, and how much time they're going to give it to show their value, right? Knowing when something is not worth your value, okay? So that's just my foundation for starters. I've been working since I was 16. I love making my own money. I went to school and I worked from 16 to 21 straight. No breaks, no summers off, no, oh, I just want to be at my friend's house and relax. I don't want to have to work. Somebody else needs to pay my phone bill. None of that. My mother has never paid my phone bill. My father has never paid my phone bill. Boyfriends, yes. Okay. Maybe my brothers a couple of times. But for the most part, it has always been on me to make sure I can take care of myself, to make sure I can do for myself. And so for me, very early before I had kids, it was really about balance, priorities. And even now at 37, life is still about balancing, right? And at home, I cleaned, I organized, I did laundry, I grocery shopped, and I had a very good idea early on what it was going to take for me to feel comfortable throughout my day, throughout my week, throughout my month, and how to prioritize my time. And doing that gave me more options than most people, because most of my friends were like stressed or wondering how they're going to do it, or purposely doing things to overdraft their account and didn't care because they didn't budget for it. And so some people go through life lessons not learning and not taking in the fact that you need to prepare for life. You just don't have it every time life says you need it. And be realistic. Be realistic that everything is not always going to work in your favor, right? And it's very important that we understand that concept. I really feel like I need some more light. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. You can see me a lot better now. I didn't have the light on, and it's very cloudy outside today, so there's that. But where was I at? I think with the teenagers today, if they're not coming from a household where it was very hardworking and that mindset was there early on, you have to put that in them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Okay. And you have to encourage them in a deeper way than just talking to them. Right. And you got to show them the results of preparation. So if you're not doing things in preparation, you can't be talking to your teenager talking about you need to prepare for this. You need to do this a week ahead. You need to stop doing this at the last minute, because why does this thing keep going out? Hold on. Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties. Here we are. We're back. Yeah, you have to be the example, because teenagers watch everything, they listen to everything, and they don't forget nothing. Okay? And they will call you out. So as a teenager, you have to talk to your family. Parents got to talk to your teenagers, because it works both ways. You got to learn from your parents' mistakes and good things. You got to take care of your family pets that you ask for. Hence why I'm very comfortable with the landlord I have now not wanting pets, because I couldn't imagine how much more hectic my life would be if there was an animal that I was responsible for, that the kids liked. And I understand, like, the girls want a dog, but they don't understand what comes with the dog. Grooming, the vet, finding somebody to watch the dog when we go places, buying food. Like, dog food is not cheap. So I don't see myself getting a dog until I am married, because I need balance in my life. And what is that marriage going to do? That marriage is going to take the pressure off of me to always be it. I've talked about this in the past of, you know, being a 50% single parent, because our dad does help me and does his part as a father in her life really well. So I'm not a single dad with Ari, but I am very much I'm not a single mom with Ari, but I'm very much a single mom when it comes to Anya. And a lot of that is a lot for me at times. I do have family and friends that ease that for me, but you can ask for help, but at a certain point, there's certain things you have to do yourself, and you have to eat the fact that you have to do it yourself, you know, because it's your responsibility, not someone else's. Now, if someone else's schedule links up with help that you need, then great, but a lot of times it might not. So you just have to take that into consideration. When it comes to teenagers, in order to have that balance and that respect, you have to keep your word. You have to keep your word. In teens, you have to keep your word to your parents. You have to keep your word to your teachers. You have to keep your word to your mentors, your coaches. And so don't say that you want things that you're not going to show up for. Don't say that you can do something when you know you have no intentions on doing it. What you need to do, do it. Get it done. What you want to do comes after what you need to do. Okay, even as adults, what I want to do comes way in the back of what I need to do. And, you know, I have to do things for myself. I have to do things for Anya. I have to do things for Ari. I have to do things I don't want to do for work. And then if I have effort left or time, I show up for myself, you know? And the reality is sometimes you won't be able to do it all. Sometimes you will, you know, and when you can, do it. As far as work. It's not for play. Like, you go to work, it's not about if your friends are going to be on that schedule. If your friends are on that schedule, great, but don't expect your manager to always schedule with your friend, or don't expect to be off because your friend is off all the time. And as you get older, you'll see that the best friends are the friends who understand the days when you can't, or the times when you can't show up, or the birthdays that you can't go to, and y'all still have that friendship. A lot of people and adults in their 20s, 30s, and 40s struggle with friends that cannot always come to their event, friends that cannot always come to their birthday party, friends that can't go on that weekend trip on a whim, and they lose friends because they have this unnatural, not reality idea of what friendship is at their age. And just because people are getting older doesn't mean people are getting mature. Just because your parent is your parent doesn't mean that they are mature. Just because your son or your daughter is 18 now and they have their own place doesn't mean they know how to manage their own place. Doesn't mean they know how to manage their finances. Doesn't mean that they understand before they go on that weekend trip with their friends, make sure your home is clean. Make sure you're prepared to have a week without getting paid when you come back, and you have the money to take you throughout that week until you get paid again. Make sure you pay your rent before you go on this trip. Because to this day, we still got adults spending rent money on a weekend with the girls or the weekend with the boys. And you call in different people for emergencies. Man, can you loan me $500 until I get paid? Can you Zelle me, you know, $300 real quick? I forgot that I had to pay the power bill. It's giving immaturity. It's giving you want someone else to adult for you while you out here being a teenager. It's giving you're irresponsible. It's giving you should have stayed up under your parents' roof. And a lot of teens have this idea that I can't wait until I'm 18. I can't wait until I'm 18. A lot of teens are not prepared for what life is like on your own after you're 18. So if you have parents, I please, I beg you, stay with them as long as they allow you to. Because seeing $12.50 leave my account to go in someone else's pockets for rent after I got paid is still, oh my God, for me. And I know it's coming. I did the work to make the money to in order to pay, you know, this person rent. But it's just, it's a lot of money to just put in someone else's hands and be okay with what you have left to take you into another 2 weeks. And so when you're younger, a lot of things are way more expensive than it is for your parents because they have more experience, they have more time.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast, I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShanBePodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
And a lot of people make charges based on experience, right? So when it comes to your life insurance money, when it comes to, and you can only stay on people's healthcare, that's a whole nother thing, till you're 26, I think, on your parents. Car insurance is way higher for you because you're younger and less experienced. So if you look at the fact that your parents can maintain paying their car insurance and their car note, you got to factor in the fact that their car insurance is way lower than it's going to be for you. And I don't care what features your vehicle has. Insurance companies don't care. You're a high-risk driver, okay? And getting a newer car just makes the money way more than if you are driving around an older car. What else? Your rent is going to be a lot higher in this day and time compared to when it was for your parents. Your parents being able to live on their own when they were 18 is a different ballpark. Their rent was like $500. A lot of people's rent out here for a one bedroom is like $1,450 and up. Okay. I'm in a house. I'm in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a front and a backyard, but I'm also 37. And I also work a corporate job that affords me what needs to be done to maintain this household. Would I like it to be more money? Of course! But for the time being, I can budget to make it work. A lot of young people do not understand budgeting to make it work. A lot of young people get credit cards thrown at them as soon as they turn 18 and they think, oh, I could get this credit card, then I could buy this, then I could buy this. Well, you're going to have to pay that back plus interest. So whatever you bought, if you're not willing to pay the price of what you bought plus $6 extra because you used someone else's money, the credit card, to pay for that, don't use a credit card. You don't need a credit card if you do not have the responsibility boundaries that come with a credit card. And you always pay your credit card before the day that they're asking for the money. Okay? So if you get extra money, look at that extra money as in, let me pay what I'm going to owe in the future before I owe it and pay it. Do not think you're doing something because you paid when they told you to pay. They already reported what you used prior to that due date. Okay. And so a lot of your 20s, before you dive into going into debt, learn how to use a credit card so it can work for you. Because I think credit cards can work for you if you're responsible enough to use it properly. Okay. Yeah. A lot of teens struggle with not understanding that work is not for play. Handle your duties first, okay? And pay attention to things around you, because when you are able to have a job, when you are able to handle someone else's money, someone else's product, someone else's property, it comes with responsibility. And you will get blamed if you're not paying attention. You will get blamed for things going missing. You will get blamed for registers coming up short. Okay? And of course, things happen. Life happens. But it's no longer, let me call my mom and dad to come fix my problems for me. No. You have to own it. It's called accountability. You have to learn. You know, no one's going to come save you. You have to learn. A lot of managers cannot stand the thought of hiring teenagers, because it's a gamble on if this teenager is a responsible teenager, if they're well-behaved, or am I hiring someone that is going to come to work whenever they feel like it, or they're going to come to work and be a headache for the next 6 hours on top of everything that I've done for the day. And that's why a lot of people will say, yes, we hire here at 16. Or we hire here at 18. But also learning about who you are, figuring out your personality, are kind of like resistant to taking that on, because nobody wants to babysit your teenager because they don't know how to act in public. No one wants to give you a list of tasks to do that you should be able to do at a job and babysit you to get those tasks done, because now you're not an asset to me. You're taking away from where else in the store or the job that I could be doing something else, because I have to watch you to make sure you do it right. So a lot of teenagers are not ready to have a job because they're not going to be able to keep a job because they're irresponsible, because they're immature, because you as a parent didn't do your due diligence and teaching them a time and a place, okay? And as a teenager, you become old enough to sign off on certain things, especially at 18, that you're going to have to be responsible for, okay? Do the job that you were hired for and go home, okay? Have integrity on your name. Be mindful of the people you hang around and the people that you group around in the workplace. Okay? Some people give you the illusion at a workplace that they're on your side, and some people are building a lie on your name. And it's very important that you learn the difference of that, because you can be very forthcoming with someone who's against you the whole time, or somebody who wants your job position, or someone who gives you the illusion that they're happy for you, but they're not really happy for you. They don't want good things to happen to you because they feel like those good things should be happening for them. And it's very important that you don't bring your relationship mess to a job, okay? Don't be arguing with a boyfriend or a girlfriend at a job. Do not work with people you are in relationships with as a teenager. That is none of your business. That is not a lane that you want to be in. Keep personal relationships out of the workplace. Now, when managers do this, even in corporate settings, I'm just like, kudos to you, but I'm not trying to be married to someone that I got to work with and then turn around and go home to them and have a whole nother different type of conversation. I'm just not, that's too much time together, okay? But some people love it. Some people do it, and for some people it works. I just know personally, I really value my time away from my person. That way, when I am around my person, I'm really open to hearing everything, open to taking in everything. But that's a whole nother thing, okay? What else? A lot of managers cannot stand teenagers on a shift, especially in a box store. A box store is just like a Kroger, a Bed Bath & Beyond, a department store, retail stores, just like big stores or Walmart, because they have to babysit them. You know, you're at work playing, you're at work being on your phone, especially the kids today. They don't know when to put that phone up. They don't know when to get off that phone. They don't know when to not be dancing at a workplace. And a lot of workplaces, they are putting in their job manual that if you're caught dancing on the job or singing on a job for social media, that is terms for you being dismissed, fired, out of here. Okay? So please make sure your teenagers are really understanding their job positions and the boundaries that come with that job, because they might do something that they think is really like, oh, that was nothing. I can't believe they fired me for that. But if legally they put it in that manual for that job, that was on you for them to find that out. That was on you to research that, okay? Not focusing on what's happening at a register. Like when I tell you people who come into stores or go into businesses to scam, to get the person that's handling the money or near the door to not pay attention, they work in teams and they love a teenager. They love a teenager at a register. They love a teenager at a door. They love people who are a social butterfly to distract them so they can do what they want to do. Okay? So you have to be mindful of that. You have to be mindful of where you put people's forms of payment. You have to be mindful on the change someone is asking you for. You got to be mindful for people who are not making a purchase, who are coming to the register to ask you, can I switch out this $20 bill for two tens? No, you need to make a purchase. And that purchase hopefully is cash. Okay? So be mindful of that at a workplace. It's no longer your dad's fault. It's no longer your mom's fault. And you can't blame what happens at work on siblings. Own your things. Own your position. Be responsible. I didn't get a cell phone until I was 16, so my kids are not getting cell phones until they're 16 and they have a job. Okay? When kids have to buy their own things that they want and pay for those things to stay in service, they respect it more and they learn adulting in a smaller way faster. I don't see how parents are surprised that they have a teenager, they pay for their phone, they pay for their phone bill, they pay for their clothes, they pay for whatever else they want, right? Your teenager becomes 18, they want to live on their own, you're still paying for things that they want to do as an adult. You're paying for their car insurance. So at what age do you feel like your teenager, now 18, going into their 20s, should learn the responsibility of budgeting for a car note or auto insurance? Because when I was writing auto insurance around 2014, 2015, there were a lot of 40-year-olds calling in with their old parent on the other line talking about, my mom's going to pay my auto insurance. Can you take the payment from her? I'm talking 30s, 40s. So I think a lot of the behaviors for a lot of teenagers are definitely on the parents. You're supposed to be giving your teenager the tools for what they need to do in their 20s. The mentality of what they need to do in their 20s. And then they're going to master what they had to do in their 20s by the time their 30s come. And then while they're in their 30s, they'll start to learn better ways of what you were trying to teach them and unlearn what you taught them and learn a new way. But if you never let go of parenting your child while they're in their 20s and their 30s, they're not going to get it in their 40s. And then their 30s, their 40s, sometimes even their 50s, they're not going to keep good relationships with other people because those people have to take on a more parental role when they're supposed to be in a partnership and a companionship. I could talk about this all day, but it starts in the parents' home. Okay? Who my daughters are before they leave my house and have their own place. They're going to be responsible. They're going to understand how to do for themselves. They're going to understand priorities, budgeting, taking care of a home before you bring over guests. No one else is supposed to be driving your car. That's your responsibility. Paying for your own insurance. Taking care of the maintenance on a vehicle. Okay. Knowing who's a friend and who's not a friend. Being in control of what time you get to work. Not calling my kids when they leave my house to wake them up for work. I'm not going to my kids' house to clean up their house or their apartment. They're not bringing their dirty laundry to me. Like, I'm not dealing with any of that. So the reason why so many adults are immature or not responsible or lack accountability, I guarantee you, there is something with their upbringing when they were a child and a teenager that was not done properly, where they feel like the way that they act in their 20s, their 30s, and their 40s is okay. So when it comes to balance, work, school, and home, teach them that early. Teach them that early. Make time for your homework. You got a project due next week? Start doing it little by little now. Tell me that you need the poster board before that week. Know what supplies you need. Do you have it? Do your research. Yes, you could be on your phone in your room scrolling for hours on social media, but if you know you got things coming up, why stress yourself out the week of? Why not prepare and do it before you need to? Like, there's a way to get it done the best way. But a lot of people allow procrastination to be a norm. And procrastination shouldn't be a norm. Okay? I have friends in high school that procrastinated. Came to my house to pick me up for school. While I'm getting ready, they're sitting at my computer, finished typing up a paper that's due today. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like that exist, but the people around people who want to procrastinate and make that seem normal need to say something, need to create those boundaries and those limits so they can be better adults later on. So, I want to talk about what balancing life requires, okay? It requires prioritizing. It requires delegating. It requires organizing. It requires accountability. And it requires integrity, right? So when I'm talking about procrastinating, to break that down on what it is, to be able to know what order things need to get done in and will provide a good results. So every Sunday, I think what needs to be done this week, who needs to be paid this week, how much money do I have, how much time do I have to get things done, and how can I make my week easier? And then me thinking about that, from the time that I'm thinking about this to the end of the day, I'm prioritizing where I need to be in order to make sure things get done throughout the week. Okay? Today, I was able to do that without the girls with me because they're with my friend. But eventually today, I know I have to go meet her to pick them up. I'm going to have to take out Ari's hair out of braids and wash it. I'm going to have to take down Anya's hair and wash it and condition it and comb it. I'm going to have to cook dinner. It's probably going to be pasta because that's the easiest with me having to do hair stuff. And I'm going to have to mentally prepare for my Monday. And usually on Monday nights, I have to take a melatonin because my body fights the idea that tomorrow is a work day. And so my body tries to stay up past the time it should be staying up because I have to get up at 5:30 for the girls and get them out the door so they can go to school. So I have to prioritize. Organizing is so vital to you having a calm aura. There is a place for things in my home, and if the things in my home are not put back in the right place, it's chaos because now I'm struggling and I'm all over the place trying to find the thing that's supposed to be right here, okay? So organizing is all about putting things in the designated area and delegating time to clean up to put things back where they're supposed to be so you know where things are. I know where the spray starch is for ironing. I know where the iron board is. I know where the iron is. I know where the vacuum is. I know where the soap is. I know where I put my keys in the house. I know where my bag is. I know where the glue is. I know where the tape is. I know where I can go get a pen. I know where my mics are. I know where my cords are because I'm organized. I know where my to-do notepad is so I can make a list of what I need from the store. Because I'm organized. I know where my forms of protection are in my house because I'm organized. Try it, okay? You don't have to parent in chaos. You don't have to have every day, every morning be a panic. You have to prepare for it. You have to be organized. Every night before the girls go to sleep and they have school the next day, you need to brush your teeth. You need to wash your face. You need to hang your towels up. You need to get your uniforms out and put it on the couch or put it on your desk chair. Make sure you have matching socks. Close your backpacks and put them in the living room by the door. Get your shoes that you're going to wear by the door. If they're dirty, clean them. Before you go to bed, clean your room. I do that so their morning flows easier. When you're organized, you leave room for if this happens or if that happens or if I forgot something, it won't be the third thing I forgot. You know, and so because that helped me flow into my day a lot easier without that pressure and that chaos, I want to do the same for my kids. You know what I'm saying? So That's the organizing. The delegating, to move, tell, or set up things to be done with direction. Anya gives me so much back talk on things when I delegate because she feels like you're always talking. It's just too much. Tell me one thing at a time. If I tell Anya to do one thing at a time, depending on what Anya wants to do, it doesn't get done. I'm at the point with Anya, and she's not even a teenager yet. She's going to be 11 this month. I'm at the point with Anya where I'm going to make a list of things she needs to get done before bedtime. Their bedtime is 8 o'clock. Because I know they're going to spend an hour not sleeping. So the reality is they'll fall asleep at 9. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I try to cook dinner and be done by 7:30. Every night, does it get done around that time? No, but that's like my goal. You know what I'm saying? So I have to delegate because if I don't delegate, it's going to be too much on me to get things done. Accountability. Okay. Teach your kids this, boy and girl. Okay. Showing responsibility in a situation, being honest and forward about what was done, what you didn't do, and meeting people's expectations and committing to it. There are kids that struggle with this, teenagers that struggle with this, 20-year-olds that struggle with this, 30-year-olds that struggle with this, 40-year-olds that struggle with this. Your parents struggle with this. But the earlier you teach it, the earlier you stand by it, the better your kids will be. The better they'll be with authority. The better they'll be in a classroom of 20 other kids that a teacher is trying to teach. So you have to teach it. Integrity. I am big on integrity, okay? My most honest kid is definitely Anya. Anya is the type of kid where if she does something wrong, she's going to come to you and she's going to tell you what she did. And she's going to prepare herself for the options of what her punishment is going to be. Because I explained to Anya very...
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Very early. If you did something wrong and you try to hide it or lie about it, I can't help you. And your punishment is going to be worse. If you did something wrong, you come to me and you're honest about what you did and you tell me so I could prepare for it, I won't be as mad and you probably won't even be on punishment because mistakes happen. Tell your kids this early so they're comfortable with being forthcoming with you. Be the example of them coming to you in the result versus the example of them not coming to you in the result. I try very hard to hear my kids through before I respond. It's hard, but I try. So, integrity. Integrity is having the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles already to do what's right, regardless of someone seeing you, knowing what you're doing, or the opportunity being so great that you can even get away with doing something wrong and nobody would know. People want to do business with people who have integrity. But scammers and people who want to use you also like people with integrity. Because in that situation, only one person needs to have integrity, and it doesn't have to be them, and they can still get what they want because a person is very honest. So be mindful of that. Friends and people you like and people who like you will manipulate people who have integrity. Okay? Jobs love to have people on their team who have integrity. Other parents love when their kids have friends and those friends have integrity, because sometimes they can use those friends with integrity as parent eyes in the friendship. You know, I just love that such and such is your friend. I love having you over. If you need anything, just please let us know. But you're like the best friend my child has. And then they start saying, well, if such and such is doing this, let me know. And then you start becoming like this inside spy for your friend because their parent sees the value in you. So it's a thing. But I think balance is needed in all things. Whether you have kids or you don't have kids, work is work. Leave it at work. My battery's low. Let me hurry up. And home is supposed to feel peaceful and not chaotic. So clean it up. Everybody should be cleaning in a home. And I wish you guys the best. My name is Shan. This is Cozy One Podcast. And I hope this helps somebody. Let me go finish eating my food that I didn't buy the girls before they see it, and finish watching my movie before I have to go pick them up. Bye. Check out shambypodden.com, okay? Appreciate you.